How's it going, all of our human beings? Welcome back to another episode of What's the Biz with Adam and Liz. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm Liz.
And if you enjoy podcasts where we promise guests and we never deliver guests, well, you're in the right spot because that's where we're going to give you for the next hour or so.
Or so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was distracted by a dog and I did not say my intro the way I normally do. Yeah. My apologies. Yeah. Floki apologizes.
Floki never apologizes.
Yeah. Kind of like his dad.
I'm pretty sure that way I said this on the podcast, like the story of when we adopted Floki. And all, I'm pretty sure I did say this. And they're all calling him like, there's our little shit.
Like, they just kept calling him a little shit. We're like, oh my God, that's so terrible.
Yeah, he's a little shit.
He's a little shit. But in his defense back then, he was kept in a cage.
Yeah.
So, you know, Floki, there's chill. That.
Lay down. Just chill.
In his defense, we were separated all afternoon while I was working. And then we abandoned him for 5 hours.
Yes. So one thing's one.
Floki, chill, dude. Chill. There we go. We're chilling. We're vibing.
We're vibing, Floki. We're vibing. we saw Creed 3.
We did.
We just watched it. So, yeah. So the other reason why there wasn't an episode last week is because I was working a 65-hour week.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 70, but then they were merciful.
Well, and also there was a snowstorm.
Also there was a snowstorm. So yeah, I was just very exhausted last week and I couldn't record. Well, not couldn't. I just didn't want to.
Didn't have the energy.
I just didn't have the energy. I was very, very exhausted because there's a lot of hours involved. And I was very tired, as I am now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it was a rough week. It was just a long week. Which again, I'll get into that. I'll get into that philosophy another time. Where I was really thinking about unfulfilling work, but I'll get into that in another. Put a pin in that. But the reason why is because I was very tired. Also, I was sick for the first.
Yeah, you were really sick last weekend.
Yeah, for the first 4 days of my week.
Yeah,
it was 8 days. Supposed to be 70 hours, but again 65 because they were merciful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just the first half I was like pretty sick, but I still kept to it. So not like it was like a head cold. So
yeah, you just had a little cold, your typical run-of-the-mill cold.
Yeah, I was like, you cold. But yeah, so that's why. But first things first, we saw Creed 3.
We did.
We just saw it. The date is Friday.
Yeah.
Another thing, put a pin on Creed 3. Yesterday.
Yeah.
We were together for 14 years.
Yeah.
Yay. Touch my fingies. Thanks. It was 14 years ago yesterday that
I agreed to date you.
I wore you down.
Yes.
And you said, ugh. Fine.
I didn't say fine. I said I think it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I still got it. 14 years ago to yesterday.
14 years ago, I gave in to God's will.
Yeah. Fingy touches. There it is. Yeah.
Goodness so, gracious.
Yeah, 14 years ago we started dating and now we married.
We married.
So we've known each other longer. We've known each other about 15 years.
Well, right now I'd be at 14 and a half because we met basically when school started in September of 2008. And then we started dating the March of 2009.
Yeah.
So we started dating like 6 months after we met.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So 14 years.
Yeah.
See you next year when it's a more meaningful year. 15.
Yeah, I guess it is a little bit more meaningful.
Yeah, it's like 14 years. Hooray. How about 15 years? 20 years.
So, I mean, we'll get there.
We'll get there. 7 years married, but 14 years together.
Yes. Are we even married 7 years this year or last year?
The year is 2023.
We got married.
Oh, it's this year. It'll be. Oh, no, wait.
I can't do math. The other day, I had to do the math of when we started dating to make sure we were actually, it was actually 14 years this year.
We've only
15.
Been, so in July, it'll be, only be 7 years. Because you got married in 2016.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yes. Yeah, this will be 7 years.
Oh, well.
And I did that on my fingers.
You did do that. Fingy touches. Okay, so Creed 3.
Yes, we saw Creed 3.
No more notes, just that. Yeah, so we rewatched the first two. Which I was an extra in the first Creed.
Yes, and we figured out the exact timestamp was 1 hour and 49 minutes.
Yep, at the one hour.
Adam holding up a scarf.
Yes, 1 hour, 49 minutes. Pause it. You will see me holding up a scarf. You're welcome.
Disclaimer, though, you look very different now.
I do. I look very different. You didn't have yours. But that was nice.
Yeah, because you didn't get the crack, so I thought I would do that for you.
But yeah, so... Oh, that's weird. I got a mango mule. It's a Moscow mule, but with mango and ginger. It's quite weird.
Well, I feel like you're also thinking it's weird because you're used to having a seltzer in that type of can.
Yeah, true.
And that's what you're anticipating.
Well, it's also fizzy.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, it's supposed to be fizzy.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, Creed 3.
Creed 3.
So, yeah, we rewatched the first two. I'm an extra.
Yes. And
at 1 hour, 49 minutes, you'll see me. That was 10 days of being an extra, and I got 1 second.
Hey, you got more than some of the other people.
That's true.
So there are other people we know who are in those, and we didn't see them, thank God.
But I made the cut.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we rewatched the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Creed 3, without spoilers, I'm not spoiling the movie.
No.
It's not a bad movie, but I wouldn't say it's a strong finish to the trilogy.
No.
I would say the second act is where it kind of like... What's happening? Like, not like in a confusion kind of way. It's just kind of like, this is going a little fast for
like
the timeline.
They cut too much out of the middle when they could have cut stuff out of the beginning.
Yeah, it just felt very much rushed through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were some things in the timeline where I'm like, wait, how did that happen? Like, how much time has passed?
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the third act finished strong.
Yeah.
I thought the third act was great.
But by the end of the movie, it just felt unfulfilling. We're like, oh.
Yeah. So I would say set your expectations to mid.
Yeah.
Not low.
A decent movie.
Yeah.
But it's not as hyped as the first two.
Yeah. I can't even say that if you like the first two, you'll love this one. It's just kind of like, if you like the first two, yeah.
You can.
This is a movie.
Yeah. I don't think you need to pay and go see it in the theaters.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Though, the trailers.
Yes.
So many good movies coming out.
Oh,
super pumped for the movies that are coming out.
But yeah, to end our movie minutes of Creed 3, it was okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
I gave it. Oh, what was it?
Oh, my God. We went through three different scales.
It was avoid at all costs. Pass, enjoyable. What was the last two? What was the last two?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm trying to go through it in my head with Games and Groceries. Like, avoid at all costs. Pass, enjoyable. Oh no, I can't remember the last two.
I don't remember them.
Yeah.
We tested this and I couldn't even remember last weekend. So
okay.
I'm not the person to ask.
Here's the thing. I am going to actually pull up on YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to go back to one of our videos.
Yes.
And slide over to Movie Minutes.
I'm literally just about to do that because now I cannot.
You need to know.
I can't go to sleep not knowing it. So if I were to do this as a Movie Minutes, I would put, if you liked all the Creeds,
mm-hmm.
then it's enjoyable. It's in the middle.
I would say this is enjoyable.
If you didn't like the Creed 3,
why are you even seeing it?
Yeah, if you didn't like Creed 1, pass.
Yeah.
Like, pass on this one.
If you didn't like Creed 1, you shouldn't be seeing Creed 3 to begin with.
Exactly. So, here we go. So, I am just looking up timestamp.
Let's just get into it. Let's get the show started already. But with our first segment, Movie Minutes. Movie Minutes is a segment that we talk about the movies that we watched in the past week, whether it be on Netflix, Hulu, or HBO Max, and we'd like to give you a recommendation or not a recommendation. Here in the Games Groceries Podcast, we have a 5-point scale of how to recommend a movie. We started avoid at all costs, pass, enjoyable, solid, and perfect for us.
He's solid.
Yeah, solid.
And perfect. And then I would whisper, for us.
Yes.
Like, literally, I would say, like...
Because if you aren't like us, you might not like it.
Yeah.
Because you and me, and we talked about this even at the theater, you and I... really love movies based on true stories. If it's based on, even if it's inspired by a true story, we are all for it.
Like, here's the thing. So I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But and the reason why I gave the last two, like, there's enjoyable, then solid. Like, it's a solid film. I think anybody would like it. It's just, it's a solid film.
Yeah.
And perfect for us is more of like, hey, it was perfect. Like,
for what we like.
Like, the reason why. So, my favorite film composer, Ludwig Göransson, mm-hmm. who composed the last two movies, did not compose this one.
Yeah.
I forgot the guy who did Creed 3.
Someone else.
It was not him. And I was looking up, like, oh, what did Ludwig do? And I remembered, like, oh, right. He's doing Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. which is going to be perfect for us because it's Christopher Nolan's new film. Ludwig Göransson is composing it.
Yes.
It has Emily Blunt, which, yum. hey, wait, no, she's married to Jim. I can't do it. No, I need to respect Jim. John Krasinski. But
I know who you're talking about.
But listen, is she on my hall pass? I'm not going to say. She's on my hall pass. But here's the thing. And Aisha Tyler. But, like, here's the thing. It's going to be perfect for us because it's also based on the true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rihanna. But, like, here's the thing. It's going to be perfect for us. Those are the only three. But, like...
Lies. You forgot another Emma.
No.
Watson.
Oh, no.
You used to love her.
No. No, she betrayed me. She betrayed me.
I know you got others.
Oh, I got, yeah. There's also Charlize Theron. So
I can't picture who that is.
It's, me neither can I. No, don't look her up. But anyways, so, yeah. So I said, you know, solid and perfect for us. But yeah, so anyway, so for Creed 3, I would just definitely say that this is a enjoyable, if you like the first two movies. It's enjoyable. It's fine. I wouldn't say it's solid, but it's definitely enjoyable. If you didn't like it, if you didn't like any of the first two movies, then...
I'm just lucky I can't spell her name.
That's okay. But, like, if you didn't like any of the other movies, pass. Don't worry about this movie. It's not going to change your mind.
No,
it is what it is. But, yeah, so it was not directed by Ryan Coogler.
No. But the last one wasn't.
But this was the Michael B. Jordan's first directorial debut.
Yes, and the direction was fine.
Direction was fine. It was great.
His directing was fine. It was the story that I had a problem with.
Yes. So, it is what it is.
And the editing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the editing was pretty nice.
Because, like I said, they cut too much out of the middle and not enough of the beginning.
Yeah. I thought you meant, like, the sound design. It was pretty good. But
yeah, no, I meant, like, the cuts.
I will say this. I will give this movie this. That, okay, I in a good way of one thing. Yes, Creed is, like, basically Rocky, okay? So
yeah.
So Creed 3 is basically Rocky 3. And if you don't remember, the synopsis for Rocky 3 is the one with Mr. T, and that's where, like, I pitted fool.
Yeah.
That came in Rocky 3. Oh, my goodness.
Too many.
That was in Rocky 3, where he said, I pitted the fool who thinks you can blah, 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 blah.
This also, isn't much of a spoiler, but Rocky is not in this one.
No, Rocky is not in this one at all.
Because we rewatched the second one and we were reminded that, like, that was him stepping away.
Yes.
Like,
when he said to Michael B. Jordan, he said that, like, hey, it's your time now.
Yeah.
And the camera pans out and you can just see that, like, hey, Rocky's over.
Time. Yeah.
It's your time. Creed's time. Anyways. But so also Rocky 3. Eye of the Tiger was designed, it was written for mm-hmm. Rocky 3, later put onto a Survivor album, but it was made for Rocky 3.
Yes. They did try and redo the stairs.
They did.
With the Hollywood sign. I'm like, literally everyone who's ever gone to Hollywood
Let me get back to my point
here.
So it is the same synopsis as Rocky 3. Mm-hmm. And if you don't remember Rocky 3 with Mr. T, Rocky got very comfortable in his, like, campaign. Mm-hmm. Like, he got soft, you know.
Yeah.
He's now a career boxer.
Yeah.
Whereas Mr. T wants to fight him for the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
And Mickey is just like, hey, this dude's hungry mm-hmm. for a title. We'll do anything for mm-hmm. it. You're comfy. You're soft.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same plot point. There's a guy who wants to the heavyweight title after getting out of prison.
Yeah.
And, you know, Creed, like Adonis Creed, it's kind of gotten comfortable. He retired mm-hmm. from boxing. It's kind of the same. However, I will say this one feels like there's more danger involved. This one yes. feels like there's more stakes involved.
Yes.
I'm not going to say why,
mm-hmm.
but they did a good job. It's the same synopsis as Rocky III, but I felt like there was a lot more danger
yeah.
in this one. I felt
it wasn't just a title.
Yeah, I felt more uncomfortable yeah. watching this than I did with Rocky III. Rocky III, when I watched it, I was like, oh, he can kill him. Like, he's a killer, but Rocky's also dangerous, too.
Can we warn them on the part that made us cringe?
No, you may not. Wait, is it cringe? It's you cringe?
It's the one that with the things I don't like.
Nope, no spoilers.
Oh, but I could have used a warning.
Nope.
Oh, I can still. Ugh.
Nope. They have to see it.
Okay,
they have to see it. But yeah,
sorry guys, I tried.
Yeah, so it's I definitely think there are more stakes involved.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think there was. When I watched it, I was like, I feel uncomfortable. Like, I feel sketched out with this guy.
There were a couple parts where we were like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, if you grew up in a city, like, if you grew mm-hmm. up with Philly, like, if you grew up, like, most of my friends went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I played basketball with a lot of people that just got out of the clink.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I interacted with these people, and it was well acted, well produced.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was a good first and third act. It's just the second act that I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch it if you want to. But, you know, that's my recommendation.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing I will say is that, like, Rocky 3 versus Creed 3, Creed 3, it felt like the stakes were much higher.
Yeah.
Burp Gang! Burp Gang.
Burp Gang.
There you go. What was the thing I put a pin on? I thought
like
I put
a billion things.
I know. Yeah, so I will say this in terms of like, oh, so also on the music outcome. Mm-hmm. So am I designing another Cast a Garden track? Yes.
Maybe.
I tried to get more into the Adam E. Vault album. Which, you know, part of me is thinking of not canceling the album.
No.
But reworking it to be probably maybe another EP
mm-hmm.
rather than a full-length album. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is twofold. Number one, it's that I'm working full-time job. And even if I do get your job,
mm-hmm.
which we don't know yet...
Oh, that's a whole other story.
Yeah. So we don't know that yet. And I'm still working full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to write a full length album.
Yeah.
Yikes. It's just I don't have the time.
Yeah.
The other reason is just like I feel like I'm rushing myself to like produce music.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm rushing my progress. And,
yes.
and that's. Here's the thing, and I know my mom's listening to this. That's part of my personality. I rush things a lot. I rush a lot of my progress.
It's not that you rush things. You expect a lot from yourself right out the gate.
Yes.
Instead of letting yourself take time to grow
mm-hmm.
and learn. So, yes, you rush your progress as in you want your progress to be now.
Yes.
And not in over months.
Yeah, like, I expect me, like, that's the thing. I'm not, my mentality is not of just like, I should be the best ever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I should be a music producer, like, right now because I deserve it. It's more of, like, me looking at myself in a mirror of just, like, why aren't you doing more?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't
you? Your mentality is a lot of, if I'm not amazing at it now, why bother? Not even why bother.
No.
I wouldn't say that. But like
yeah.
you want, even though you know you need to grow and learn, you're still as hard on yourself as if you were doing this for 20 years.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm just like, I'm rushing my progress in a way of just like, well, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to. Like, yeah. If I want to be a music producer,
I have to be better.
I have to be better.
Yeah.
So I'm more thinking about rerouting this to make another EP. Like, same concept.
But being able to take it slow because you have less songs to do.
Yeah. And I really thought about this because Johnny, who mm-hmm. is an artist I really respect, another indie rock artist, which if you don't know, he made the song Honey Pie, mm-hmm. Which you should listen to. Honey Pie by Johnny. So very catchy. You probably
That's
heard
very
it.
Catchy.
Yeah. If you're into indie rock, you probably have heard Honey Pie.
Very catchy.
He is just now making his debut album.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah.
He's been at the
And he already had a hit.
Yeah. He already had a hit. And he's been making music since like 2018, 2019, probably more than that. I'm even thinking about Half an Orange.
Yeah.
Half an Orange has not made an album yet.
Yeah.
They've all been EPs.
Exactly.
All of them.
And you just started doing this version of music. Like, and I think that's why I expect so much from yourself, because you've been doing music since you could hold a guitar.
Yeah, I've been playing music since I was 13.
Exactly. But this is your first time diving into this form of music, production side.
Yes.
You know?
So I'm thinking about rerouting, not canceling the album, but kind of rerouting myself to just kind of give myself a little bit of a break. Once I get this job with Liz's company.
Yeah.
Not if, once.
When? Because you will. We will when. Wear that recruiter down.
Honestly. when I do get it, I do have more time in the studio.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those things that I'm just like, okay, maybe I should reroute to do another EP, maybe like instead of six songs, maybe seven or eight. But maybe reroute it to be like, okay, it's going to be an EP rather than a full length album.
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough in the tank to do an album for the rest of this year. I know it's only March. I understand that.
It's been a rough 3 months.
It has been a very rough.
It was a rough 2022, and 2023 hasn't been off to an amazing start.
But yeah, no, I have. I'm just thinking about it. I'm just like, yeah, maybe I'll reroute. If it turns into an album, great.
Oh, fabulous.
But I'm expecting an EP, hoping for an album.
Exactly.
So is what it is.
Yeah.
Is what it is. But yeah, so with this whole thing, I've been also thinking about I've been thinking about that. There's been a lot I've been thinking about. And the reason why I make this podcast in general, so I like think out loud, I'm not good at journaling. Like, this is going to be my audio journal. And I hope my kids, if I ever produce a child.
If we get to that point.
If I ever do that. If my balls work.
Oh my
You know, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg to make my balls work. But
to make an arm and a leg?
You're so proud of that, aren't you?
I am. That was great.
There was a coworker that I have, and I was just like, Liz, you would love this person. And Liz's like, why? I'm like, literally, this girl is only like 21.
Yeah.
She's young. She's got the dad jokes out the pocket. She's guns blazing.
Yeah.
Couple people, they know I cook good breakfast food. I'm amazing at cooking breakfast food.
Yeah.
And so like one person asked for a breakfast sandwich. Then this girl comes up and says, can I get a breakfast pizza? Blah, blah, blah. And so I make the breakfast pizza. I slice it. She's like, thanks. And I said, I'm hungry. She's like, I'm going to make up a name.
Yeah.
So she says like, hi, I'm Melanie. Nice to meet you. And walks away.
And I said, that's basically the equivalent of me saying, that's nice, and walking away.
She literally is just like, cool. Bye. Said, I'm hungry. Like, hi, I'm Melanie. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Yeah.
I was like,
love it.
Great. There's been a couple times. She's a gem.
Yeah.
Works really hard. One of the only servers that I work with that works really hard, and I very much appreciate her. And I tell her all the time, like, I appreciate her hard work. But yeah, I've been thinking about a lot. And like I said, I'm not good at journaling.
Yeah.
I'm not good at like writing down my thoughts or like exposing it. I just do this just to complain or just like kind of. I'm in my 30s now and I'm just kind of like processing growing older.
Yeah.
And this is how I do it. And so if my balls work, you know, if they ever listen to this, I hope it's like advice, you know, from me to be like, okay,
yeah,
this is what I was going through. Cause again, I wish I had my dad's thoughts to really ponder over, like, okay, he was going through this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not crazy, but I've been really thinking about the difference between an unfulfilling job and the job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you.
Yeah.
And I remember back, you know, before I started my current job.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, I have to either be all in on music or all in on being a chef. I can't do both.
Yeah.
And it turns out I'm right.
Yeah.
I can't do both. Like, I can't. Because, again, like, it's not like I can't because, again, I made a Christmas EP while making this. I'm making more Castor Garden music while I'm doing this.
Yes.
It's not that I can't. It's
but
just,
you can't dedicate the time you want to making the music a career.
Yes.
While working in a kitchen.
It's not that you can't do both. It's that you can't do both well.
Exactly.
Like, you can't do full-blown well. Like, I can't be a great chef and a great musician.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be both. If I want to be a great musician, I'm not going to be in the kitchen all the time getting my hours, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm in my hours at the kitchen, I'm not at home learning.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like, I can't be great at both,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also be a great husband.
Yeah.
Like, I can do both if I really didn't want sleep.
Yeah.
However, I'm also married and I also want to be, in all things, I want to be a great husband.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday be a great father. I can't do all four things.
No, you can.
So I'm starting to think of just like with this whole mentality of like people going into jobs like, oh, it's just an unfulfilling job. And I'm starting to think of just like while me and Liz were talking about me joining her job, like, and she's like saying, like, I think you won't like it. Like, and trust me, I probably won't. But here's the thing. And like, I've been thinking about this difference a lot between the difference between an unfulfilling job and the job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you. With an unfulfilling job, it's like your job.
Yeah.
It's
a decent job.
Yeah. It might not fulfill me.
Yeah.
It might fulfill others. You know what? If you love, you know, dealing with car accidents, great. If,
a little morbid, but yeah. I hope you get in a car accident.
Like, if you go into this job and it fulfills you, amazing.
Yeah, if climbing that ladder, that corporate ladder, makes you feel great inside,
yes,
fabulous. I have no desire to be a manager.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, for an unfulfilling job, like, it, the job might unfulfill me, but if it gives me time to go to the thing that fulfills me,
exactly,
which for me is producing music,
exactly,
it's an unfulfilling job, sure, that I have to spend 40 hours into, but at the end of the time, at the end of the day, I know when I can go back to the thing that fulfills me.
Exactly. And with this specific job, that's 40 more hours that you're spending with me that you didn't before.
Yes, exactly. So, whereas a job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you is a job like what I'm doing right now. Like I said, I'm ranging with hours. It's just like it's unpredictable hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what my hours are next week. I, by the time this episode comes out, yes, I know my hours.
Because you're working them.
Because I'm currently working them. But again, I worked, like, there's some days where I work 2 days on, I have 2 days off, and 2 days on, and then a day off, and then two. But this past one, I had 8 days in a row, totaling 65 hours, and then I don't know what my next week is.
Yeah.
So with, and then with that, there was 2 days in a row I worked, you know, 10
you had
to,
a volume, and then, which is like a big long shift.
A volume means you're here until we don't need you.
Yeah. And then you had a regular day, and then you had two volumes in a row.
Yeah. So it's one of those things I'm just like, okay. So it's like, it's a job that keeps me from the thing that fulfills me. And I thought that chefing would fulfill me. And the more I'm working it, I'm just like, okay, I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But working in a restaurant doesn't fulfill me.
Yeah, it's not the cooking you want to be doing.
And there's plenty of people I work with that it does fulfill them. It gives them meaning in life. And I'm like, you know what? Great. You know, like if you love cooking, it's the thing that fulfills you. Mm-hmm. Do that. You know, my step Mike, you know, he's a truck driver. I never really talked about it. If it fulfills him or not, but you know, like he likes what he
seems
does.
To like it.
He seems to, you know, he seems to like, you know,
trucking
around, being a,
oh, that one was bad. Mine was better.
So being a trucker, trucking the truck, mother trucker, but
oh,
like,
oh my goodness,
he seems to like it. Like, that's the thing. There's a job that might be unfulfilling, but, like, at the end of the day, you get back to the thing that fulfills you.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But there's jobs that keep you from the thing that fulfills mm-hmm. you. And for me, it's being with my wife more than I am right now
mm-hmm.
and being a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I think about what I want out of music, I'm starting to think that I'm like, yeah, that fulfills me. I want to be, in terms of like really, really knowing what I want in music, like what do I want to be?
Yeah.
I want to be guys like Tommy Profit. I want to be guys like Six. Mm-hmm. And I want to be guys like Ruben. Oh, shoot. I can't remember his first name. Robert Ruben? Robert? What? It doesn't matter. Ruben. That guy. But like Tommy Profit.
Yeah.
Mr. Ruben, Six. Now, do any of you know who these people are? Nope.
Nope.
But you know, like, the people they produce. Tommy Profit produces for NF. He also has a song with another artist, which I can't remember her name. Ouch. But produced a track that made it to the trailer of the final season of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Tommy Profit did the producing for NF and for a trailer and Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Six is the producer behind Logic, one of my favorite mm-hmm. rap artists. Rick Rubin?
That sounds right.
I hope so. But Rick Rubin also was the producer behind Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. Eminem, a plethora of huge artists, and he was a producer behind them.
Yeah.
I want to be the guy that pushes musicians forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, already think that's with the track that I'm doing right now for Cast a Garden.
Yeah.
So I'm producing that, and I'm just like, yeah, that's what I want to be. Mm-hmm. It fulfills me. Like, yeah. I really want that.
Yeah.
There is a part of Creed 3 where, you know, there's producing involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. It's okay. Like, in the movie, they're like, yeah, I guess it's fine. I'm like, no, that's my dream. I want to be.
Well, okay. She. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. For some people, it's not fulfilling. But
yeah,
for me,
it's not what their goal was.
But for me, I'm like, yeah, that's what
you're
I want.
You're basically doing what I went to school for, by the way.
We're not talking about that.
I'm just saying, like, well, the way you're designing, I'm like, yeah, I definitely had a whole class on how to do what you're doing.
Yeah. But anyway.
Not that I'm helpful at all because I didn't understand a word that guy was saying.
But that's the thing. I want to make music for other people.
Yeah.
To use.
Yes.
And take credit for.
Yeah.
But anyways, what am I saying? But yeah, so anyways, going back to like the job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you. And I was talking to my other friend about this
mm-hmm.
of just like, you need to define the line between, is it an unfulfilling job or is it a job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you?
Exactly.
And I think that's a line that we really need to define
mm-hmm.
in our lives. Like, what fulfills you in life?
Yeah.
What actually gives you motivation? For me, it's music production.
Yeah.
And the next question you need to ask yourself is that, is your job an unfulfilling job but gives you the time to do that,
mm-hmm.
or is it a job that keeps you from it?
Yeah.
And right now, with the weird hours that I keep getting,
yeah.
an unpredictable schedule, and I'm just physically and mentally exhausted from my job.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily keeping me from the thing that fulfills me, mm-hmm. because, again, I've made an EP while making this.
Yeah.
Like, while doing this job in 3 weeks, yeah. I made it. But I know I can be better.
Yeah.
And there's jobs out there that will allow me more time.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, and that's the other thing you need to ask. Like, is there another job that could?
Yeah.
So then it's a job that keeps you from the thing that fulfills you. Whereas, again, I need to reiterate, there are unfulfilling jobs, but at least
it gives you the time to do what does fulfill you.
Yeah. You are getting your paycheck. You're clocking in. You're getting your paycheck. You're going home to the thing that fulfills you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then there's fulfilling jobs.
Yeah.
Must be nice to have one.
Yeah.
Anyways, but
must be nice to know what fulfills you at least.
Yeah, music production definitely fulfills me. I feel more natural when I'm in here. Like, I feel like I'm connecting to something.
Yeah.
And I know I've always wanted to be involved in music since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think youth ministry really fulfilled me. My kids, I loved
to death. Oh, my God, yes.
I loved my kids. But the actual youth ministry, like the job that was involved,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You'd be better suited for a Big Brother program.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally. I would fall in love with those kids.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just kind of like, I'm more fulfilled with music than I am anything else. And currently my job is necessarily like, it's not unfulfilling. It's more of like, it's the job that's keeping me from the thing that fulfills me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. That's the thing I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, yeah, you know what? That's my big problem with this job. It's not that it doesn't fulfill me, because it's still food.
Yeah.
I'm still good at it, but it's not necessarily a thing that fills me with fulfillment.
Yes.
I don't know what fulfills you. I'm not your dad. I don't know. Maybe I am your dad. Who knows? But it's probably not.
I would hope not.
Am I your dad?
My dad?
No, not your dad. Listener's dad.
Again, I still would hope not as your wife.
Well, like, what if it's in the future?
Oh, well, then maybe.
I don't know. Well, by the time this comes out on next Tuesday, it is the future. Am I your dad?
Not that far in the future.
What if I am their dad? And it's like so far in the future, it's like, what if it's John Connor? What if I'm the father of John Connor? You don't even know who John Connor is. Terminator.
So I was going to say it's Terminator.
Yeah.
I do know.
What if I'm John Connor's father?
And when is our last name changing to Connor?
I don't know.
You could be John Connor's grandfather.
Well, that makes me old, which I am.
You're not old.
I lost weight.
Yeah, you did.
Go me. But I didn't lose any age. I'm gaining age.
Everyone does, every second.
Yeah. So
I don't weigh until tomorrow, so I don't know.
So besides philosophy talk, there's another thing I put a pin in. And I'm going to let you take the lead on this.
Okay.
Couch. That speaking of
what fulfills me.
Speaking of philosophy, let's talk a little bit about being an adult.
Oh my God. Okay. This is like the most conversation we've ever had about something that's $5.
Yes. By the way, yeah, we're talking about a couch.
Yes.
It's $5.
Like a full on big comfy couch.
Big comfy couch.
So we decided to rearrange our room.
Yes.
And that means we had to finally take the stuff that we intended on donating to the thrift store months ago. It meant we finally had to take it.
Yes.
So like, okay, well, we're going to go see the movie. Let's run to the thrift store, drop this off. We'll browse a bit and then go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we drop the stuff off. We go in the front door and we're like, all right, well, let's browse. Well, the second we walk in, we both lock eyes on this like big 9 foot long couch with a chaise lounge. So it's a sectional, which is... Let me sidetrack. I love sectionals.
Yes.
To me, they are the epitome of comfort. Mm-hmm. We are movie watchers and cuddlers, mm-hmm. and we just have not found the right cuddle couch.
Yes.
And to me, the right cuddle couch is a sectional.
Yes.
Because it just gives the right amount of space, especially because we can't cuddle without Floki needing to also cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just what I always imagine. And my parents had a sectional, like, I think they got it when I was in high school.
Yes.
And they had it so from high school until I moved out. And I loved the sectional. I love sectionals. So I'm always looking for one. Mm. But sectionals are like $3,000.
Yes.
They're expensive. So we both locked the eyes on this couch.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam loves leather couches.
Yes.
And I love sectionals. And that's what this was. It was a black leather sectional.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a couple tears, not yes. tears, it like just wearing marks where like yes. the leather wears away and it gets a little crackly. But there's so many videos online of how to repair those. We're like, oh, we can fix that.
But it's also a black couch, and our like color scheme is more like earth tone neutral.
We're going for more like garden mid mod vibes.
Yes.
So a big boy. Adam, that's so not how you do that.
I'm going to get a paper towel.
Good idea. He spilled his drink on his mic.
I had to slurp it up.
Anyway, so it's a black couch. It's like, and like I said, it's big. Not like big where it's like draws your eye, but like it's just a big black leather sofa. So we're like, well, oh, goodness.
Am I that white guy from infomercials?
No, that guy's stupid.
Well, that's what I
you
just was.
You just tipped it over, that's all.
Like a white guy from an infomercial.
No. Anyway.
Well, there's got to be a better way.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, I'll make sure it's still like under the, on the desk. No, you just put your mic on top of a puddle. That's what I was trying to tell you not to do.
There's got to be a better way.
My God. There's also still stuff on your mic stand. On the back. Anyway.
Thanks, Mom.
Goodness.
See, on our wedding day, my mom... wait, no, I was going to throw this paper towel
just
out.
Keep it here.
Oh, I'm scared. My mom on our wedding day said, your turn.
Yeah.
It is your turn.
I just told you to leave the paper towel here. I don't want you to throw the paper towel out. Anyway, so... It's a big leather, black leather sofa, and it doesn't match our aesthetic. We like the neutral tones. We have a lot of greens and tans and things like that, and like light blue, but mostly green and tan and like orange. So, and then I remembered, I'm like, oh my gosh, no, there's also, you can paint it. Like most of those repair videos, there's also like leather paint. And I've seen a ton of videos of people painting fabric furniture and just leather furniture. And there are paints that you can use on leather furniture.
Yes.
So I was like, so perfect. We get this couch, we repair the holes, mm-hmm. and I paint it. I don't have to reupholster. I don't have to take anything apart or figure out how much fabric I need. I just need to buy paint.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And again, this couch is $5, mm-hmm. and it's what, $50 to repair?
Mm-hmm.
$55 for a big old comfy couch.
Yes.
First problem that comes up. This thrift store has no delivery.
Nope.
No, they have a truck for pickups.
For pickups.
But they don't deliver.
No.
And they are not flexible on that. And I realized like a little bit ago that the reason for that and the reason they don't feel they need it is because almost everyone out here has a truck or an SUV
mm-hmm.
because it's the Midwest and those things get through snow.
Yes.
But a sectional is not going to fit in our sedan. So we're like, all right, well, U-Haul, we're very familiar with U-Haul. Mm-hmm. It's $20 to rent a car, and it's for an hour, 2 hours tops for yes. a mile away and back.
Yes.
So, yeah, we could rent a U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
And we measure it, and it would just barely perfectly fit in our living room.
Yes.
Like, it is snug as a bug in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
So then it comes to decision time. We're like, yeah. Okay.
We've been talking about this. Like
the only break we took not talking about this was at the movie and at dinner.
Yes.
But then we came home and started talking about it again.
Yes.
So we didn't get it at the store. We're like, you know what? we'll wait. Originally, we were like, well, maybe we'll buy it. Tell them we'll come pick it up tomorrow. Because we wanted to go see our movie and have our date night. So we're like, we're sitting there talking about it. I'm sure the lady at the store is like, what is wrong with these two? It's a $5 couch. This should be easy.
Yes.
But she doesn't know we have a sedan. And that's not going to fit. So we're like, you know what? At the end of the day, we decided we'll hold off till tomorrow. If it's still here tomorrow, we'll come get it.
Yes.
And we'll do everything. Then after the movie, we come home, we measure, we make sure it fits perfectly. It does. Then we're sitting there and thinking about having to do all of that.
Because that's the thing. It's not a $5 couch. It's $5 with chores.
Yes. So my calculations, it came to most likely about $150.
Like max. It would be
max. Because, and that's just because I don't know how much paint I would need. And that's pretty much it. I just don't know how much paint I would need.
Yeah.
So it'd be the U-Haul plus the couch plus all the paint. Because, again, it's a big couch. I can't use one little canister of paint. It's going to be two or three canisters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if I only need one coat.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the repair kit. So it's a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we'd have to get rid of the couch we have now.
Yes.
Which is heavy. And would take about half an hour just to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And by our calculations, this would be half of our day.
Yeah.
The one day off we have together, and it's going to be spent getting this couch into our house. And then I would have to spend the next weekend or two fixing it to make it look presentable.
So it's like one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's not the money.
No, it's not the money.
Because like, oh, if it was just like $150 and like, boom, done.
Yeah.
Sectional, bang, done.
Exactly.
Like, even if
even if they would just drop it off.
Yeah, if it was just deliver and they picked up the old couch. Oh.
Even if they didn't pick up the old couch, we can take it down to the trash can.
Yeah, totally. Fine. But like, it's the fact that it's not delivered. So yeah, it was just more of like talking about like, yeah, but then it's just like, it's getting the U-Haul, like coordinating U-Haul, getting the U-Haul over here, carrying the couch into the U-Haul, bringing it over to the house, taking the sectional out, but maneuvering the sectional because we have to take the sofa out, put the sofa back. Like, so take the sectional out, put it inside the house, take the old sofa back into the U-Haul, drive back to the thrift store, donate that U-Haul. So we have not the U-Haul.
Donate that couch and then take
just
the
U-Haul. Donate the whole U-Haul. Like, just take the truck and the couch with it. It's fine.
And then take the U-Haul back to the U-Haul store.
Drive back, rearrange the living room.
Yeah.
So that the sectional makes sense.
And this is on top of the fact that we also have to clean tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have other errands we planned on doing tomorrow that need to get done because we need stuff from Target. Because we always need Target.
So it's not the fact that like the work's not worth it. It's just kind of like, yeah, but it's a day off.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm fine doing all the painting and repairs. I love doing that stuff. I would turn on Downton Abbey and paint to my heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly spending our entire day off coordinating getting this couch into our house. But this is the most we've ever talked about a $5 purchase.
I know. No promises by the time this episode comes out, we do or do not have the sectional.
Yeah, so when we came home, we measured, we were sitting there talking. And at one point, Adam was like, I don't think we're going to get this couch. I said, I don't think so either. And then within a minute, we were still discussing if we should get the couch.
Yeah, like, it's just like one of those things that like, it's not the money. It's more of just like the chores involved.
Yeah.
It's like, because again, it's $5 plus a U-Haul, plus the repairs, plus the actual action of getting a couch in and out.
Yeah.
Of the place. And it's just kind of like, because again, if it was delivery, boom.
Easy.
Done deal. Let's do it. You know? But it's just, then we have to get it in.
Yeah.
Because when we got this couch, I got this couch from the thrift store in Pennsylvania.
And they delivered.
And I was like, because with delivery, I think it was like $75, you know, to get this couch out, right? So, or in. Yeah, they delivered it in.
And they took the old one.
No, I threw out the old one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did take that down to the dumpster.
Yeah, I threw out the old one, which was an...
But I think they would have picked up the old one.
Probably, but it was a crappy IKEA couch.
It wasn't a crappy couch. It was perfectly fine. It just didn't suit us.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's just like one of those things I'm like, oh. And that's the other thing. Every single move we've ever made, we've bought a new couch.
We have not always bought it.
No.
We have obtained a new couch.
Every time we moved.
Every time we moved.
Every single time. It's a tradition.
When we moved in to our first place, mm-hmm. that came with couch.
Yes. The first place we ever moved, yeah, we had the red couch. I miss that green chair.
That chair was disgusting.
I miss it.
I know you miss it, but that chair was disgusting.
That cheese lounge is also a good way to good reading chair too.
Yes.
Good for reading. Anyways, but yeah, so like first place was the red couch. Then
right before we moved to Long Island, your mom gave us her big
white
reclining sofa.
Yes.
And that was also leather. The only reason I didn't enjoy that was because I slide off of it because the edges were rounded for the recliner.
As we've discussed before,
I have a struggle surviving every day.
You have a struggle existing. You just slide off of things. Like, I can't.
Okay, this is the problem when your feet don't touch the ground.
When you're short, you're just like, I just can't.
Here's the thing. We were sitting on this leather sofa at the thrift store today, and I was like, oh my God, my feet touched the ground. I was like, oh wait, I was wearing my big, chunky combat boots. My feet won't touch the ground on this couch, just if I'm wearing my combat boots.
When you're short, you just have trouble existing.
You really don't understand.
I bump my head a lot. A lot, a lot. Anyways, so yeah, first place was the red couch. Then my mom gave us her old white recliner. Then we moved to the Long Island house, and I got...
We got that recliner when we moved to the Long Island, like right before. Yeah,
but then I also got the brown couches.
Yes.
From the trash.
Yes.
But very nice.
I remember we were going to a tax appointment to get our taxes done by my boss. And I was like... Adam will be here soon. We saw couches
outside
on the curb, and he's taking those home right now.
And he'll
be here in 10 minutes.
He potentially stole them.
You did not steal them. They were on the curb, and two other guys were about to take them.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're coming to deliver our house? Like, no.
No, go away. Shoo. These are for us.
Yeah. Like, no, it's mine now. Goodbye.
So, yes, then we obtained those.
So then we moved back to Pennsylvania, and we got an IKEA couch because the apartment was going to be small.
And we couldn't, and we didn't know if those couches would fit in the U-Haul or in the new apartment.
And then we moved to North Dakota, we got the couch we currently have.
Yes, because you didn't like the IKEA couch.
Yes.
So we got the couch we have now. And we did not get a couch when we moved into the townhouse. And we've lived in this townhouse for a year officially also.
Yes.
This week is a lot of anniversaries.
So, I mean, we have to get a new couch.
We do. We're due for a new couch.
We moved another time. We need a new couch.
I was telling Adam, I'm like, we are constantly buying a new couch and a new TV.
Yeah.
Constantly.
I still remember the one time. Oh, my God. So, like, my whole tradition... when I worked at Gracie's was every Sunday, like every weekend, right? Because I worked Saturday, Sundays. You know, I'd wake up, I would read a couple chapters of any book.
Yeah.
And then I would just have my breakfast with the TV. You know, I'd probably watch Family Guy or something like that.
Yeah.
Like something stupid.
Yeah, you just watch something light.
And I remember the TV, like in the middle of my ritual. Just
turned off.
Darkness. I heard sound and there was no picture. And I was like, what? And I just told Liz, I'm like, hey, so TV broken?
Yeah.
TV broken.
Yeah.
And so like, just TV broken. And then I looked it up, I Googled it. It's like, yeah, TCLs just kind of like do that.
They just kind of quit on you.
I'm like, oh, that's.
Would have been nice to know when we bought it.
Great. That's great. And I know I said that in a previous podcast, but I know
when it happened,
and I know I'm still upset about it. I'm just like, hey, TV broken, just and then just googling it and then finding out like, yeah, TCLs do that. Cool. Great. So TV broken. Yeah. So
that was also when bees in our room.
Bees in our room.
Because I remember I was in the room and that's when like the first bee was in there.
Yes.
Because I was laying in there. I was like, there's. TV or no, there were already bees in there and I had to hang out in there during the day because that was where the TV was.
TV broken, bees in our room.
That was not a great time.
No.
We've had a very rough couple of years.
Bees in a room.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're supposed to repeat it.
Bees in a room.
Bees in a room.
Bees in our room.
Bees in a room.
Okay, how many times am I going to repeat it after you, though?
Bees in a room.
Bees in our room.
But yeah, so... So yeah, I don't know if we're going to get this couch or not. It's like one of those things where like, it's very comfy.
It is. It's very comfortable, especially even without like pillows on the couch. Yes. It was comfortable. And I like to have pillows behind me because I have a bad back.
And then I was also thinking about moving the couch into the studio, like the couch that we have, to make like a thing like less work. Like, oh, at least we don't have to donate. We just put the couch in the studio.
Yeah.
But if you know our living space, trying to move that couch into here.
The fact that couch is so unreasonably heavy.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming in this room.
And the angle to get in this room is.
Yeah, because it's through a hallway. It's not a squishy couch.
I'm not 100% sure. Like, this is a bedroom. I'm not 100% sure how anyone would get a box spring in this room.
Yeah, I don't know how you would get a box spring in this room at all. Yeah, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. Like, if we... Here's the thing. Now, I know my mom and my step Mike might come to visit, and there's less room for a mattress. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Or they'll just sleep on the couch.
Well, no. This room... Well, yes. If you put that couch in here, there would be no room for a mattress.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Like, the one thing that would make it less work... And I know we're discussing it as we're doing this podcast. I get that.
Yes.
I'm making a point.
Welcome
to Liz.
Welcome to the minds of Adam and Liz.
So, like, yeah, that would make the day a little less because at least we don't have to reload the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Because then we could just drop off the couch into here and then
take
I take the U-Haul back and then deal with it when we get home. At least we don't have to move a couch back into the U-Haul.
Yes.
So if we reasonably could get the couch into the studio right on its back wall here, then it'll be a little less work.
You're trying to kill me.
But then there's the work of actually getting into this room.
That, and again, like you said, when someone comes to visit.
Yes.
There's no room to put their bed.
But here's
the
thing.
And then we just have a mattress in our closet for no reason.
We get rid of the mattress then. Make more room in a closet. No one's welcome.
Well, then
here.
why don't we just take the couch to the dumpster then?
No one welcome in our house anymore. We could just move it to the dumpster.
We could.
But then.
And it's all icy. We just slide it.
But at this point, here's the thing though. Like, I feel like it'd be more work moving it to the dumpster than it, because here's the thing: if we're gonna get it out the door and the U-Haul thing is right there, it would be easier just to put it into the van and then drive it to...
Also, there's mountain of snow in front of the dumpster.
Exactly. So I feel like it'd be easier anyway. If we're going to get it out the door, it's going to go into U-Haul and then back to the thrift store.
Yeah.
So...
I also have to explain my other theory of why this is so complicated for us. When I was... What I said when we were on the couch. Adam and I, not very good with big changes.
Yes.
Or permanent changes.
I'm not big... fan of change.
Like, when we rearrange rooms, it takes a while for us to get used to it.
Yeah, I get
mental and a
breakdowns.
Lot of convincing. Yes, it's very difficult. So the thought of the fact that we are not only rearranging our living room and getting a new piece of furniture, it's that we can't go back. When you rearrange, you can always move it back to the old way. But when you're getting a new piece of furniture and going through all this work to get this piece of furniture, there's no going back because we're getting rid of the old couch.
Yes.
Like, we can't keep it.
Yeah, there's no place to put it.
Yeah. So,
unless we put it in the studio and no one's welcome here, unless they sleep on top on the couch
or they just don't get a bed frame when they sleep in here.
True.
Because that's what really won't fit.
So one person sleeps in the closet and the other person sleeps in the
upstairs bathroom would fit a mattress.
So they sleep in the bathroom.
Or we just put the mattress in the living room. Like, we just lose a living room while people are over.
That is true. That is true.
I will leave the other couch up to you. Because we only ever get visitors once a year. If both of our parents were to visit in 1 year, that's two visits in 1 year. Because I have one parent that I know for a fact will never be here. So.
There's a lot of questions in the game.
Let me go back in my theory, though.
Yes.
So, Adam and I, not big fans of change, especially changes that we can't take back.
Yes.
Amazing the fact that we got married.
Yes.
But despite that, when we make changes in our house, it takes a lot of, like, we talk about it for a couple of days sometimes.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when I say, like, take it back to the thrift store is right up the road, and so is the U-Haul.
Yeah, they're both within a mile of our house.
It's not the fact that, like, oh, is it a far trek? It's not even that. It's more of, like, the chores involved. But yes. Anyways, back to your theory.
So we're not huge fans of change that we can't take back, especially one that takes so much effort.
Yeah.
And what was my other part of that?
I don't know, girl.
I said something else with that.
Yeah. We might be getting that couch.
I think we will. And then I also think we won't because we have to go to U-Haul and I don't like U-Haul.
Yeah.
Like, really, it's the fact that I have to rent a vehicle that's getting me. Like, I keep saying that. I honestly think it's just because we have to rent a whole vehicle.
It's not the fact of lifting couches?
Nope.
Hmm.
Because the U-Haul is taking a whole hour.
Yeah.
To get and return.
Yes. And it's going to be on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
But it's in the winter, so I don't think they'll be that busy.
That's true.
And this U-Haul center is ginormous.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where I'm just like, I don't know. I think we could do it. We definitely can do it.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where I'm just like, should we?
If we just had a friend with a truck. Like a good friend with a truck.
Great friend.
Yeah.
Like a homie that I don't have to pay anymore because then it becomes a $300 couch.
Yeah.
Even at $300, I would throw it down. You know?
No, not for this couch. I wouldn't pay $300 for it.
No. But, like, it's going to be...
$150, $200? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to... By the time this episode comes out,
It'll be a surprise to us all. We really haven't decided. I even told Adam, before we decided to record, I said, we could turn on a show and say, we're going to relax and just sleep on it. And both of us will each say at least 5 times, well, we could do this randomly throughout the show, unprompted. That's what will happen. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen after we finish this. Because after this, we're going to go watch an episode of something.
Yes.
And we're both going to keep talking about the couch. We will talk about this couch until we either buy it or it's sold to someone else.
Yes.
Because even if we don't get it tomorrow, we will continue talking about it and think, should we go get it tonight?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, that's the thing. Here's the other thing. It's like, if you actually saw this couch, it's more of like, is this couch worth this much trouble? Like, if it was like a couch that was
exactly.
Like, if it was in our color scheme, if it was just in our color scheme, if it was in the same condition as it is.
But just in the right color, and all we had to do was patch it and paint that little patch.
Yes. Like, that's it. I think it would be worth the trouble. But it's more of like if he saw this couch, like, is this worth all the trouble?
Yeah.
Of renting a U-Haul. $5. But it's $5.
Like, that's the thing. It's a nice couch for $5. And it's as close to our perfect couch that we have ever gotten.
Yes. Like, that's the thing. It's just like, it's kind of comfy.
It is pretty comfy. And I also said, so my thing, even though all of our couches have been used.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is when we get a used fabric couch. I was okay with the one we have now. That's fabric because it was from a very nice thrift store. It was very nice thrift store. I trusted this place 100% with.
If you're in Lancaster County, reuse it.
Reuse it on Maine.
Yes.
In New Holland.
New Holland.
Because there are other ones that's more crafty stuff. Yes. This one is the one on Main Street in New Holland.
And I got a good deal on that couch too.
They have great furniture there.
Yeah, like I said, with delivery, I think it was like $115.
It was, I love it. So it was my favorite store in Lancaster.
And it delivered.
And they deliver.
Buy a piece of furniture, delivered.
It's the only fabric couch that we've had used. And I trust it. And I trusted the one from your mom, too.
Yes.
But I like the leather because I don't need to worry about anyone who have sit on it before. Because guess what? It's leather. I get my all-purpose cleaner and I spray the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm painting it anyway.
Yes.
So perfect. So like, and that's my thing. It's like, it's leather. I'm fine with getting a used couch if it's leather. And it's comfortable. It's very comfortable.
So we bought our new couch.
So we're going to buy a new couch.
Possibly.
I want to say I have a feeling we're going to buy it, but then I go, but do we want to rent the U-Haul?
That's the thing.
It's renting the U-Haul. I honestly think if we didn't have to rent a car, like if we had a truck, we would have bought it tonight.
Yes, we would have.
And we would have balanced it in the bed and called it a night.
Boom. Done.
Easy.
Because
we don't live that far from the thrift store.
Yes.
You just have to drive really careful for like 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's more of just like, do we want to go through the hassle with this much snow on the road?
Yeah.
Like, there is so much freaking snow right now in North Dakota.
From our house to the thrift store, there's not a blocked road from snow.
So it's just like, is it worth the hassle?
Yeah.
So we're going to go there tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We're going to see if it's still there.
We've talked about this couch for like a total of 2 hours accumulated at this point.
Probably, yeah. So it's like we were there, we were looking at it. It's a nice couch. We just have to paint it, reupholster it, get a U-Haul.
Not reupholster it, just paint it.
Oh, sorry. Paint it.
Repair the holes and paint it.
Yes.
And when he says we mean me.
Yes.
But again, I'm fine with that. I love that. I love the idea of binge watching a show and just painting the couch.
Yeah.
Love it.
But it's more of like the thing of the like, is it worth the trouble? And it's like, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like,
for me, it's really just the U-Haul.
Yeah. So I don't know, but reach out to us. Like, did you get the U-Haul? I don't know. How many calories is this drink? It doesn't tell me. It tells me on the Bud Light Seltzer, but
let me see.
It
doesn't tell you?
No.
Maybe it was on the box.
Damn, it's 7% alcohol. Oh boy. Colored with apple and hibiscus.
This is only 5% alcohol.
I also had things before this. It was okay drink. It's just kind of weird. I got it on clearance, by the way.
Yes.
So it was clearance at the liquor store, and I know why.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's the thing. Now we're past an hour, and I know we
spent most of the time talking about this couch that no one else can see.
Like, that's the thing. It's just like,
I honestly feel like it's worth it.
Yeah. I'm never going to say, like, is it worth the money? Yes, it's worth the money.
Absolutely.
Totally worth the money. Is it worth the hassle? That's where we're just like,
And again, it's worth the hassle once it's here.
Once it's here,
I am so fine painting and repairing it. Only mild, like thing that could get us is that the paint doesn't end up being the color that we want it to be.
Right.
But even then, that's not the end of the world.
Yes.
It's still better than it just being black leather. It'll still be some shade of brown.
We have a couch with a chaise lounge for less than $150.
Yeah.
Like,
at the end of the day, yeah.
Said and done, under $150.
We wouldn't even need to get new pillows.
Yes.
Our pillows match, and even if they don't, they're from IKEA, we can just get new covers for them.
So I still don't know if we have the couch or not.
It's like I keep going back and forth. Like, I feel like we'll get it, but then I think, are we gonna want to rent the U-Haul?
Yeah, like that's the thing. It's just like, oh, the effort. But great cardio. Great cardio.
That is great cardio.
It's great cardio and strength training. We don't have to work out
after cleaning.
We'll probably clean Sunday nights when I get home from work. Yeah. So. Oh, but then my cleaning. I have to move a couch to get under it. Blech.
You don't have to, though. You do it every time, but you really don't have to.
Well, you convinced me. So.
I'm really good at getting around cleaning. You don't see me move. The one time you're like, oh, there were crumbs behind the trash can. I'm like, that's because I never moved the trash can.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, I'm good at vacuuming now. So, yeah.
But that couch is lighter. You can move that a lot easier than the couch we have now.
That is true.
You could just tip it over and vacuum under it.
Let's try to move. Like, let's see if we can move that couch into, like, let's just experiment. Because when my mom and my step might come back,
we can put it in the garage.
Well, that then we'll, yeah, we'll take it. We will,
we'll figure it out when the time comes.
Cross that
bridge. You know what? When your mom might came last time, we had a whole table in our garage and we put it in our kitchen.
Yes.
So if we can whip up a table out of nowhere,
we can move a couch.
We can move a couch into another room. Oh no, we have extra seating.
Yes. So we will, because that's the thing. If we don't have the move the couch into the U-Haul, if we can just put this couch right over here, boom.
Done.
Done. So then, like, that's half the effort gone.
That is half the effort gone. And if we get that couch in here tonight, that's motivation to get the new couch, because we're not going to want to move that couch back into the
room. That is motivation. You're right, girl. Girl, you're right. So,
playing on our strength, the laziness.
We are very, we might sound like we're motivated people, but we're very lazy.
We really are just trying to figure out what is the least amount of effort we can put into this.
So, this is, so the conversation we had about this couch is the past 2 hours for us off air.
Yeah.
We've been just been like, listen, what about the, this,
is literally what it's like when Adam and I are talking off air.
When they say that, like, oh, the key to a good marriage is communication. Well, we communicate a lot, and you rate our marriage. I don't know. Is it nice that we communicate? Like, this kind of conversation that we've had about this, you've been on the inside now of our marriage.
Yes.
This is most of our conversation about every decision we ever make.
We repeat the same thing about 20 times and still don't come to a conclusion.
Our conversations about moving to North Dakota lasted until we saved up to go to North Dakota.
Yeah.
Like the day before, the day before the move, like, are we stupid?
We usually we're debating a change or talking about depression. Those are our conversations.
Pretty much. So a key to a healthy marriage is communication about a couch that you're like, you're too lazy to do.
This reminded me, on Armchair Expert, they keep bringing up this one doctor they had on. He had come up with a system. He's like known for it. He can listen to a couple talk for 5 minutes and be able to predict, I think, with like 80% accuracy if they'll make it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's insane. I can see it though. Depending on what you have them talk about.
I can see it. I've seen couples talk about something. I'm like,
and I'm always so curious. I'm like, what would he say about us? We've been together this long. We will never get a divorce.
But like, I've definitely been around couples where they discuss like a simple thing, like ordering something off of a menu. And I'm just like, oh boy, you're getting married.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Not to judge, but also judge.
But even when you watch a couple fight, you can see if they'll make it depending on how they fight.
Yeah. But yeah, the way we talk about
this couch. I love how you said something simple, getting Chinese food. And I'm like, we're talking about something simple. A $5 couch. One day of our entire life.
What I mean is like they try to order something.
I know what you mean.
Bicker the entire time.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, chill. But like for us, we're just like, it's like us, like we're just homies and just like talking about things.
And literally our goal is to make the other one happy. That's the only struggle we have, is that both of us will say anything to make the other one happy. So we never know if the other one's telling us what we want.
Oh, the conversation about going back to a queen size mattress. Oh,
oh my gosh. That poor sales guy.
I went to that mattress store 3 days. 3 days.
And this guy let us, like, and he like helped as much as he could, but we literally debated in front of him if we could handle a queen size after going to a king. And he listened to us do this for the whole like 2 hours we were in the store.
So the conversation we had about the mattress, think of us in a mattress store for 3 days. Like, well,
with a much more expensive purchase.
Think about it this way, Liz. Like, well, Adam, think about it this way. I'm like, I see your point, Liz, but also think about it this way.
What about this mattress? Do you have any on clearance, maybe?
Do you have any clearance?
We're the worst.
We are the worst.
I mean, we're adorable when we're being the worst, but we're still the worst.
I see a little toe beans.
I forgot he was here.
There's the little toe bean.
Floki, are you with giant Toby, and he's like, can you guys please shut up and cuddle, please?
Time to cuddle.
Loki, how would you like to cuddle on a big sectional?
That's the other thing. The chaise lounge is enough. It's so big. The chaise, just the chaise lounge. We're not talking about like me, like on the couch kind of. The chaise lounge in and of itself is enough room for me, Liz, and Floki.
Yes. So it's perfect.
Family cuddles extreme.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Okay. We should sign off and see if we can move our couch in here.
Okay. I'm just going to go now. Okay. Love you. Jesus loves you. We have to go see if we can move a couch. Okay. Bye. Love you.
Toodles.